Natasha, explain to us exactly what is human trafficking.
Human trafficking is basically modern-day slavery. It's when someone uses their power to control another person, and it's normally through the use of violence, and they're controlling the other person for the purpose of economic gain. And normally it's a violent situation where the victim has little power and cannot get away.
Natasha, I know human trafficking is an international problem, but what are we seeing here in North Carolina?
We're seeing in North Carolina the issue of sex trafficking, even among young people, as well as labor trafficking, since North Carolina is a state of agriculture. From the Polaris Project and the tips they receive from the National Human Trafficking Hotline, North Carolina is constantly ranked in the top 10 states for human trafficking. And so this is an issue that is happening right here in our state and in our city of Greensboro.
So we are seeing some cases in the triad.
Right. I have spoken with the police department in Greensboro, so I know there are cases being worked there in this issue of sex trafficking among minors.
And some of the victims were as young as
11 or 13. I mean, there are young girls. And, internationally, you could see children as young as 4 to 7 years old being trafficked for sex.
And I know labor trafficking, it's also a growing problem in North Carolina. Explain that situation.
Labor trafficking, it can be anything from domestic work. Actually, I have a survivor that's coming to speak. She was trafficked from another country to North Carolina with her sisters, living in a suburban neighborhood in North Carolina. And she was being a nanny and she was cleaning house, and they were not allowed to go to school. And it was a very uncomfortable situation where she wasn't going to school. She wasn't being paid for her labor, and she was basically forced to work. And so that is something that I know because of her testimony that has happened here. So you have the issue of domestic work, but then you also have the farms and the agriculture. You can have someone that's just taken and being forced to work on a farm for hours that are not reasonable, that they are not being nourished well, that they are not being paid for their labor. And so those are just two forms of labor trafficking that we see in the state and globally.
Let me ask you, in light of that, there's some churches in the Greensboro area that are helping host some events to raise awareness and to discuss this issue. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing on that end.
Sure. I've had some great churches that really care about the issue of human trafficking. They understand that this is not just a church issue, it's a humanitarian issue. This one coming up, we're going to have two panels that focuses on, one, the demand for sex trafficking. And so we're going to talk about everything from the issue of pornography and its connection to trafficking, and some of the things that are affecting people in their daily lives that they may not normally talk about. And so we're going to kind of bring all of that to the open. And the second panel, we're going to talk about the issue of children and trafficking. And so we're going to talk about everything from how to protect yourself on the internet, parents and friends, what you can look for. They will be organizations represented at each of these events that our attendees can plug into. The other thing I want to share is that this can happen to anyone. And so I really want people to be aware of that, to be vigilant, and to be intentional in sharing what they know. My idea is not just to have a series of events, but to have these events be a catalyst for people to change the way people talk or don't talk about human trafficking, and then determine what appropriate actions they're going to take.